we're holding a Lama Gimel Mad Aleph. We're holding a Rashi, five lines up. V'matzus Shiva Misa. So the Gemara said that Bechavu Chaveroi, it pays Mamana Mashalom and doesn't get Malkas from the Pasuk. Because it says in Shmois that they were fighting. And the case over there was that the intent of the fight was Shemiskaven Hoya Lahargoi, Makasim Adaber. Pasuk is talking about a case where he was trying to kill, one person was trying to kill the other. Because the Pasuk continues and says, Shemesa Ha'isha, that the woman, if there was an osun, there was a tragedy that the woman died, the satan nefesh, and the nefesh that you have to, nefesh tachos nefesh, means you punish the murderer with misa. Now, if he didn't have kavanah to kill anybody, he wouldn't be chayav misa. Now, but you should ask a different question. The pasuk was clear that they were talking about that one was they were his intent was for not for the woman, it was for somebody else. So the Teretz is that if you learn the pasuk that there's a chi of misa, obviously it's common el chaveroi. That so it's going like the shita the machlokes. There's a machlokes tanoim which we had in Sanhedrin, whether when the person intends to kill A and he ends up killing B, is he chayv misa or not? So the pasuk is telling me that he was niskav on the harigazet b'harigazet, and still he's chayv misa. Okay, now, so the Mor says, how could that be possible? That he's going to be chayv misa. V'idolayasubei, if they did not warn him. Quote, Im Tamiseno Tehareg, if you kill this person, you will be punished with Misa. He can't get Misa. So it must be that he was warned. And Umusul Ladabra Chomer, the person's warned for the more stringent Misa, which is Misa. Having Musul Ladabra Kal is also considered Musa for the weaker Aveira. If he hits the person and he doesn't kill the other person, he's over the bear of hitting somebody. So he has a sra. He's warned. And now, the Torah says when there's no chiyah misa, he pays money. He was warned with the iser. With this assumption, he's called, he was warned for the Isser to hit somebody. We see that we have a choice between paying money and getting a Malkus, we pay money. So Moore says, we could argue back one of two ways. First of all, that which you're assuming, that if you're warned for the more stringent points, means you're warned for the less stringent points. Why? Who said that that's true, and even if it is true, why are you assuming that Misa, getting the punishment of Misa, is the more stringent punishment? Maybe Malkus is the more stringent punishment, because we have that Rav said, if Nagdua, Rashi and Tapam and Beis, that had Nebuchadnezzar put Yisurim, put some type of Yisurim on Mechanan Yimshal Bazaria, they would have allowed themselves to bow to this Tzelem. Okay. So more said back, that question is not a question. Because, well, Shadal Lecha Yisurim HaMalchus HaKosh Ein Lo Kitzbehi, that which Nebuchadnezzar would punish them would be this unlimited type of Yisurim. Well, Malchus Yesh Lo Kitzbah Arboyim. But the Malkus which Bezdin administers have a limit, so that point is not true. But the first question still really stands, that this assumption that you're saying that if you warn a person for the more stringent punishment, he's included in that, he's warned for the less stringent punishment. That's not necessarily true. Okay. So Masu, we're back in the Gemara. There's a sixth line thumb. Masla Rav Yaakov in the Harpokut. So what was our point? Our point was to prove that even though there was Hasra and there's a Chi of Misa over here, and a case where the person was not killed, the woman was not killed. So again, the story was that Reuven was attempting to hit Shimon with intent to kill, and he ends up hitting a woman who's pregnant instead. So the pasuk says, if there's tragedy, the woman is killed, see, he's killed. If there's no tragedy in the sense of the woman is not killed, but he caused the woman to miscarry, so then he has to pay for the Demei Vladis. So the Morris point is that there's no Chiyuv in the situation. If there's a Chiyuv Misa, there's a Chiyuv Misa. If there's no Chiyuv Misa, there is Malchus, because he hit somebody, and hitting somebody is an Aveira. And the Torah says that instead of getting Malchus, they pay money instead. So you see that we have a choice between in this scenario, by the Isser of Choyvel, the Isser of hitting somebody, the Torah prefers the payment of money over the punishment of Malchus. But this is all predicated on the fact that we're starting with, there was a Hasra. And therefore there would be a Chiyuv Malchus. There's no Chiyuv Malchus, we haven't proven anything. Because we're proving when there's a scenario of Malchus, and still we pay money instead. How do you know why was there a scenario of Malchus? Because it was Hasra. How do you know there was Hasra? Because it was a Chiyuv. Because you're assuming that Hasra for the more stringent one works for the less stringent one. And the puzzle says there's a Chiyuv Misa, must be there was Hasra. So that's the Morris thought process. The Morris says, well, it depends, because that's assuming that you hold Niskam on the Harigazeb, Harigazeb, Sky, Misa. So if you make that assumption, well, the Pasuk's saying that when he had intent for Shimon and he killed a woman, he's Chai Misa for killing the woman. That's impossible without Hasra. Must be there was Hasra. Okay. But Masla Rabbi Yaakov and the Harpokot Hanichal are born Dami Nefesh Mamish. They learn that Satan Nefesh Tachas Dofesh means he's Chai Misa. Because they hold Niskav and the Harigazeb, Harigazeb, Eskayev, Eskayev. And when the pasuk says if he killed the woman, he means he's chayav misa mamish. Elo Rabbi Damar Momin, Rabbi holds niskav on the harigazet, but harigazet is potter. So even if he kills the woman, he can't be chayav misa. So what does the pasuk mean when it says that if he kills the woman, he pays money? So the pasuk, your whole point was, if there's a chiyuv misa, must be there's a hasra. If there's a hasra, and the hasra works from the chomer to the kal, there's a hasra when he only hurts her as well. And still, he pays money, he doesn't get malchus. According to Rebbe, the pasuk before is referring to money also, so who said there was a hasra? So Ma'ika Lememer, so how have you proven that when you have a scenario of a chiyuv of malchus and mammon by chayvel, that the Torah prefers the mammon over the malchus? Maybe in a case where there was hasra, if a person hits somebody, doesn't kill them, a person hits them, and with hasra, he gets malchus. When does he pay money? When there was no hasra. So how are you? Have you proven this issue that the Torah prefers the mammon over the malchus? Ella Omer Rav Yaakov in Harpokut. So Rav Yaakov in Harpokut says, instead of saying this proof, which depends on the Chokas between Rabbanon and Rebbe, Mehachot. Okay. I have a different raya. The Pasuk says, earlier, and also in Mishpatim, in Kapitel Chaf Aleph, but a little bit earlier, Again, the Torah is talking about a person is hitting somebody. If the individual recovers, who was hit recovers, and he's able to go back out to walk again, the makeh, the one who hit him, is relieved from he's relieved. When he caught, he's exculpated. So what is he exculpated from? What is he relieved from? He'd say he has to pay the money. That's the next pasuk says. And so he pays. Actually, you tell what you're paying. He pays for the shevets and the ripui. Okay. So what was he being relieved from? What were we holding him in abeyance to see what's going to happen? So the Bryce says we put him in jail. We put him in jail to see that whether the person that he hit is going to survive. If the person that he hit doesn't survive, Katlina le. We're going to, if the person does not survive, the victim dies, then the perpetrator is Chayv Misa. So that's the possibility. But if he survives and recovers, so then he's not Chayv Misa. So that's the Nikom HaKeh means from the Chayv Misa. We excavated from the Chayv Misa. Okay. But means that if the victim dies, he's Chayv Misa. So again, must be there is Hasra. And now the pasuk says, but if he doesn't die, he pays for the money. So let's talk it through. Hey, dummy. What was the case? If we're holding the person chayiv misa, the perpetrator potentially chayiv is potentially chayiv misa. Must be there was asra, because there wasn't asra on my mikta. How could you kill him? El pshita the aserbe must be. That you warned him, don't do this. If you do this, you're going to be Chayav Misa. Okay, so he was warned. Now the pasuk says, okay, but if the victim doesn't die, he pays money instead. We're going to again assume that a warning for the stringer punishment will be, he's warned, don't dare do this action is improper. That includes a warning that if the victim didn't die, he's over the bear of hitting somebody, he's warned about that also. Musa for the Kal as well. The pasuk says, don't give the perpetrator Malchus, pay money instead. So here you see, in regards to the prohibition of Chabul Chaveroi, that the correct response of the Torah is not Malchus, even when there's Asura, it's not Malchus, it's money. Okay. The more it says now, the more it goes through the same conversation which we had before. We have two challenges with this proof. Masal Ravashi. So Ravashi has a question. First of all, why are you assuming that the Hasra for the more stringent Aveira works for the less stringent Aveira? Dimaloi Havi, maybe it's not so. Avintim Tolor Merhavi, even if it is so, Mimai de Misa Chamura, Dimamalkos Chamur, why are you assuming that the punishment of Misa is the more Chamur of the two? Maybe Malkos is the more Chamur of the two. Domer Rav, Imwala Nagdu al Chananya, Mishal Bazaria, Polchu Litzalma. The Rav said that if Chananya, Mishal Bazaria were willing to potentially lose their lives not to do the veira of being bowing to the tzelem, but had the punishment been yisurim, they would have bowed to the tzelem. And again, Tosis points out that it wasn't really about a zor. So you see that Malchus, dealing with the living with the pain of Malchus is worse than dying. So the punishment of Malchus is more chamer than Misa. So Amar Rav Sama Brei de Ravasi le Ravashi. Amar Rav Sama Brei de Ravashi le Ravashi. So we have this response. that second argument is not a good argument. Bezdin has a limit, so that is not as stringent as that's not as bad, as painful as Misa. The hakah of the malchus of the Mukhanetza would have been unlimited. Yes, that's what Rav was saying, that that's worse than death. But you haven't proven that the hakah of Bezin is worse than death. Okay. But Maskel Rav Mori says, I have a different question. Mimai de Bemezid when he called me Ktola, Dilma Beshagig when he called me Malchus, when he called me Golus. What's your proof? You're saying that the pasuk saying we take the person who did it, the perpetrator, we put him in jail, and we wait to see what's going to happen with the victim. If the victim dies, we punish him with X. If the victim doesn't die, there's only he only hurt him, then he has to pay money. So what's this X? So you're assuming the X is Misa. We hold the perpetrator in jail to see if the victim dies, then he's chayav misa. He's chayav misa, must be there was hasra. And even though there's hasra, in the case where he only hurt him, he pays money, he doesn't get malchus. That's the thought process. Who said we're discussing there was hasra? Maybe there was no hasra. So then what's the issue? We keep him in jail to see what this guy goes. So how have you proven your point? So where's this kasha? That's a question. Okay, let's see Rashi. Second line in Rashi. Hanichal Rabbanan Da'ami. This proof that you're saying from the case of the woman who was an issue of Dmei Vlodis, that the case has to be that there was a warning, because the pasuk says if he kills the woman, he's Chayav Misa. Hanichal Rabbanan Da'ami, that they say by Sanhedrin, Be'alanan Yisrofen, Niskav Maharag Ezeb Maharag Ezeb Chayav. That when the person has intent to kill one person and he ends up killing somebody else, he's chayiv misa. And the chayiv satan nefesh tachas nefesh mamish ka'amar means they actually kill him. We take his life in the payment of the life that he killed. So then you have your whole thought process. Well, how could it be that this guy misa? There wasn't hasra. There was hasra. There's hasra from the veira of hitting as well. And the pasuk says when there's no, if he didn't kill the woman, he only hurt the woman, he pays money, even though he was warned about the veira of hitting. He pays money. So you see, you pay money and you don't get malchus. It's on the meiduk. So you have your diuk. Wukmi krok, b'shehisur by the case, the pasuk has to be that he was warned. Well, the meiluk, and then you can learn out, avagav the ika hasra, even though they were warned in regards to the veira of hitting, when there's no misa, then the punishment is not malchus, it's money. That's going to come to the Rabbanan holder in the pasuk is referring to a chiyuv misa. Al the Rebbe to Omar Hossam, and he says over there in Sanhedrin, Niskar mala harig ezeh b'harig ezeh, eino nerug. If a person had intent to kill Shimon and he ended up killing the woman, even if he did it intentionally with hasra, he will not get misa. But rather, what happens? Elam shalom demeho isha liyosha. He pays money, and the satat nefesh tachas dovish means money. You can't actually look me wrong. There's a little history boy. Who said there was a hasra over here? Shemachi, and that then we could argue that's when the pasuk says that there's a chiyuv moment, because since there's no chiyuv punish, there's no punishment anyway, not misa or malchus. That's when you pay money. That's why when there was no tragedy that the woman didn't die, you pay for the woman just miscarried, you pay for the value of the blotus. And if he kills the woman, he pays the value of the woman. But then we could argue that's all talking about there was no chiv, there's no punishment of there's no corporal punishment. In the case of there was Asura, so in the case where he kills a woman, the Asura is not Chayav Misa. But so he pays the Meisha. But in the case where he didn't kill the woman, he's over the Veir of Chayvel, That's Russia worked for the bear of Kabbalah. Maybe, or whether he doesn't pay money, he gets Malkus. The case where there was Hasra, maybe the punishment is Malkus and not money. And even the case where he kills a woman, I mean, she's not Chayim Misa, but he was over the bear hitting somebody. So if there's Hasra, both in the case of if he kills a woman, both in the case doesn't kill the woman, the punishment is Malkus maybe, and not payment. So you haven't proven how we know that by the Isser of Chayvul, the punishment is money and not Malkus. So the more so Rabbi Yaakov in our pocket says, according to Rebbe, Michael Lemaimer, how have you proven that the Veir of Chayvul, the Chaveroi, pays money even though there was Hasra? So rather, it's from a different pasuk. It says, Al-Mishantoi, he gets back to his health. So he recovers his full strength. So there's no nezik because the person recovered totally. There's just the cost of the shevis. He was laid up for the period of time, and the ripui and the cost of the doctor. But meanwhile, the pasuk says
there's no pain. First, there's nothing like that.
I didn't hear the full sentence.
I mean, he
Nezik means
disability. He gets what he when he lost in wages,
right? And he pays the doctor.
Pays the doctor.
But if there's no,
but it gets better. So there's
that Nezik means a permanent damage. Anything that's not permanent is covered under Shabbos.
It is okay,
right? Because. And non-permanent damage means he can't do something meanwhile, so he's covered the loss of wages. And the nezik means a permanent damage.
I thought you were asking about tsar.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. It would be like more punitive, more like tsar. I mean, your pain.
There is a chiyuv tsar also, yeah.
Okay.
That's more or less a different pasuk.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
That's a different pasuk. The pasuk kviyot hachas kviyot is also, even if there's no nezik, there's still tsar.
Yeah.
No, it's not punitive. It's not punitive. The tsar is tsar. We pay for the tsar. There's no reward. I didn't like the fact that you hit me and it was like you had emotional pain. If there was a tsar, we pay for the tsar. There's no like this, you know. $10 million, you know,
if
type of payments.
You know. If we're waiting for him to die, is there a case where there's not tsar? or whether he's gonna...
The point I'm saying it's not a arbitrary number. We calculate the definition of tsar. So the purpose of the pasuk is to teach you the following: the hechad hiko below mace. So he hit him. The victim didn't die. When a follow mishka, but he's taken to bed because of it. Yach b'shuas amaka hu b'beis asurin. So we take the perpetrator, put him in jail. Achanira im yakum. We have to wait and see what's going to happen. Im yakum yisalech b'chutz. If the person recovers. Then the makeh is released. He can't leave the hands of Bezdin, the control of Bezdin. He's held. He's imprisoned. V'mayis kalina land. The pasuk says, and now he's released from his responsibility. It means if the victim doesn't recover. We punish the perpetrator with misa. Kiven the marta chayvshin that we hold him. Neklal the mayis nizik. If the victim dies, kalina le, we punish the perpetrator with misa. Lahai the lav the katola lemay chavshina le. There's no punishment called prison. The purpose of prison is because we need to hold on to him that he shouldn't get away. When we need to punish him, well, what are you going to punish him with? You punish him with a misa. So, because if there be no misa, there's no reason to keep him in prison. So we're talking about a case with that he's potentially chayiv misa. So it must be there was hasra. If there was hasra, the hasra, the davar chamer and the misa, the davar kal works for the hasra for the greater punishment, also works for the lesser punishment, malchus. The lo yosef, the chayvul, but lemeis, a case where he didn't die, so then the ver was chayvul, and the ver is lo yosef, do not overhit a person, but even in Bezdin's case, they can't overhit. So for sure you can't hit without Bezdin, so there's a ver to hit somebody. In a case where the Torah says, okay, there was a sraw, the fellow didn't die, you pay money. You had a sraw, you should give him malchus. So what do you see? The hechad loy meis, ikum momen or malchus, even though there's a chi of malchus for the aveira, and there's a chi of momen for the damage, the Torah says, needn't be momen, the chiv shiv tayu ten, you pay the money instead. So that's a raya, but in regards to the veira of chayvul, the Torah punishes it with money, not with malchus, even though there was asura. So came along Rav Mori. Mimayda haivi ko ishas re'eyu. The case of the pasuk where he ishas re'eyu was b'mezid. Kamishtray is referring to the case of mezid. V'hai b'niko. And that which we're holding the person in abeyance to see what's going to happen, and when the victim recovers, we release him. Defidimine chavisha, that we see that till now we held him in prison, we imprisoned him. Abeniko means biktola kamar, and now he's relieved from the capital punishment. The tishma mina. So then you say, well, if it's capital punishment, must be there was a hasra. The imayas kavlinon le. Vakarchinon behisru boy. Maybe that was the case. No, Dilma, you got the whole case wrong. Dilma meshugig, mishtoy below hisru boy. There was no hasra. Chavisha lab the katolo. The reason why we put him in prison wasn't because he's potentially chayv misa. When you call Nami Lav the Ktol, and that which you then we release him, it's not release him from the capital punishment. Elami Golas, Tori Miklitz. The issue is, does he have to go to Ori Miklitz? The issue is, if the victim dies, there was no Asura. So the victim dies, it was Beshoigig. So he has to go to Ori Miklitz. So we hold on to him to see what's going to happen. Chavishan Yafinami No, the Golas Komer. The imprisonment was for the potential punishment of Golas. And that's, if there's no asra, shemachi, ki nika migolus, now that he's not chayv golus, because the victim survived, yishalom momen. Al-hechad asra be, emilachot, techilur ma, yisloik ben ha-mashalom. But then I could argue, in a case where there's no asra, assuming there was asra, and if the victim dies, he's chayv misa. The victim doesn't die, he doesn't pay money in that case, he gets malchus. Like Ibn Mashalim. So we haven't proved our points. Okay.
With regard to Ari Miklat, if the person dies, is he then escorted to Munay Ari Miklat, or what's going on there?
Okay, so the escort goes like this. The Torah talks about going to the Ari Miklat twice. As soon as if a person hits somebody with shagig and the individual dies, the murderer has the right to go to Ari Miklat for safety from the girl down. Bezdin then retrieves him from the Ari Miklat to judge him whether he's really chayv golus or not. Because Golas also has its halachas. After Bezdin retrieves him and Bezdin passes on his chayv Golas, then Bezdin sends an escort with him to take him back to the Ari Miklat. And that's when you have the din of an escort. Right, so in this scenario, I mean, we have him in hand. We would obviously judge him immediately to decide if he's chayv Golas, and we would send him to the Ari Miklat. Right. Whereas right now he's safe. I mean, he's the imprisonment is also a safety net, you know, from the girl Adam. We would not allow the girl Adam to get in there and to hurt him. And then if the victim dies, so they would judge him for goals and send him to the goals.
Well, before the victim dies, is
There's no chiyuv golas. Yeah, the girl. The girl adam is not right. But the problem is, we're worried about the girl adam.
It's not yet a girl adam, right? So if you do anything, it's the.
Well, let's go back to step. So in that scenario, again, he has the danger of the girl adam twice in the average case, right? He hits somebody and he kills him right away. This was shogeg. He runs to the Ori Miklat.
Yes.
Then they bring him back and they judge him and they pass in the sky of Golas. The girl Adam potentially is a danger for him both ways. The girl Adam, the first time, is not it's a protection issue because the girl Adam has a rishus to kill him. Mm-hmm. It's close to the more whether he has rishus or if he kills him, he's potter. Mm-hmm. The second time there's a machlokes is whether it's a mitzvah or it's a rishus. It's part of the chi of galus could be is the danger of the girl that has the right to kill him, or the girl that has the mitzvah to kill him. That's the second time. The first time we haven't passed in these chi of galus. Could be not chi of galus at all, right? So then the girl is just taking law into his own hands, nothing to do with the mitzvah of bezdin to potentially kill him. But he's Yechem Lavava, we're afraid he might do it. So it's Mechlokes whether it's Rishus or he's just Potter if he does it. So the girl doesn't ask any questions. He's not supposed to do anything. So we still have the danger of the girl Adam. So I don't know. If he didn't die, we also have a danger of what the guy might do to him. So he's protected against. He has no right to do anything in that situation, but danger is danger. Okay, let's hold it here.